I think we're competing. I mean, I think it's a little early to try to evaluate and, you know, do all that. And I try to leave that to the coaches. But I think guys are coming out each day, competing, not taking anything for granted. And I think that's what you like. I think we're working towards being a better unit. Obviously, to be a good unit, we need guys to make individual plays. But, you know, we're starting to see we're getting on the same page. And everyone knows our offense does some tricky things, and we're starting to see some things that are a little difficult maybe that we didn't get in the spring, and we're picking up now. So it's progress, but we just got to keep moving along.
Guy like Malcolm Butler's a big jump for him in terms of responsibility level in the defense. How have you been helping him?
I think like we do with everyone. You know, Malcolm's a guy, now he's been here for a year. Obviously, you know, he played some snaps last year, and he's just taking the next step, I feel like. He's trying to learn as much as possible. He comes in here every day, and I think we know one thing we'll get out of him is competing against receivers. That's what he does exceptionally well. And, you know, everything else, you just keep talking to him, whether it be the first time he saw routes or different combinations and zone coverages. We just continue to talk to him like we do all the young guys. And I think he's just moving forward and trying to, you know, step up and, you know, be more verbal, do different things on the field.
You had the first interception today of Brady this camp. What did you think of that play?
He made a play. He had an interception.
What has the energy changed during training camp? I mean, you guys have been going at it now for about a week. This is, I think, your third practice in pads. The focus start to change, not just from, you know, installing stuff, but kind of looking forward to it.
I don't know. Not yet, though. I think, obviously, probably we get closer to playing the first game. You start thinking about different things. You know, you have a different opponent. But I think right now, it's still a big focus just on ourselves, obviously, offense, defensively, and then in the kicking game. I think everyone's just focused on getting better and obviously learning the new material that goes in each day of training camp. So I think right now the focus is still on, you know, us as a whole, just the Patriots.
When you lose two guys like that, people are talking about the question mark. For the guys, the veterans that are back, do you take it as a little bit of a challenge to show people that, you know, we're still here?
No, I honestly think that's a little overrated. I think everyone, you know, kind of still wants to talk about that. But here, we're playing football with the guys we got here. We're not worried about who was here last year. I think everyone knows Coach Belichick is probably the quickest on getting us past last year and everything that happened. So for us, it's just a focus on this year and what we need to do to be competitive and have a good secondary.
Without giving anything away, how tough is the, see, the red zone package when they roll out Chandler and Gronkowski on the offense?
They're two big targets. I mean, you talk about those size and type of guys in the red area. It's a tough matchup for whoever has them. You know, whether you put a safety, a corner, a linebacker, whoever has them, they're going to be tough matchups. So, you know, I think it's good for us, though. You got to go out there and compete. You know, we're out here playing our base defenses. We're not game planning in our offense. So you got to go out there in different times. Each one of us or another guy will be on them, and you got to try to stop them.
Devin, how has Malcolm Butler's confidence level changed since last season, or has it changed?
I don't know. I think you probably have to ask him. But from what I've seen, he's always a competitor. He goes out there, doesn't matter who he lines up against, and just competes. But overall confidence, you probably have to ask him and see how he feels.
I want to ask you, too. We saw Willie talking to you guys towards the end of practice there. What did he share with you guys? He's going to the Hall of Fame tomorrow. I don't know what your relationship is like with him, but did he have some things to say?
He's always been around since I've been here. And obviously, I think he's just saying the different things he's learned playing here and playing in the NFL. So for myself, I think a lot of guys on the team feel it's just great seeing those guys back. And, you know, for me, I've seen him a couple of times and had conversations with him. So it's always a pleasure getting to talk to him and seeing his different views and outlooks on things.
And playing with new personnel in the secondary, you know, what element about it makes it the most difficult? Is there a learning curve in terms of communication?
Yeah, I just think it's a process. I think every year you come back, I think the outside belief is that you just pick up where you left off if you get everyone back, but it never really happens like that. I think every year it's a process of starting in April, working with each other, getting better, and then now in training camp, just more urgency goes into it of trying to become a better unit.
You're about a week in now. Is there a point, you know, in doing this over the years where you kind of realize what you guys have collectively as a team, or is there anything you'd look for?
I wish I could tell and say I know what team's going to be really good, but I don't know. I think the good thing with this team is, you know, we never finish how we start. You know, we just keep working hard throughout the season to get better. And, you know, right now it's good just to be here working hard and you know, getting better as a unit and seeing it happen out here on the field, taking it from the classroom out here. So it's exciting. You know, I think we have a lot of talented guys, and, you know, we'll just have to work and put it together.
What has Willie meant to this Patriots organization? He goes in the Hall of Fame this week. What has he meant to you guys and the Patriots?
For me, I could just say it's been a pleasure just getting to know him when he's been around here. Obviously, watching him as a player, I think, you know, probably have to ask a guy like Coach Belichick or other guys that have been here longer to see his true effect on the organization. But I know as a younger guy coming in, he was a guy you looked up to, you know, seeing him around here, being able to talk to him. He was just one of those legends that, you know, we got the opportunity to see. You know, he'll come and walk around here and talk to guys. So to me, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to talk to him.
Devin, you had a chance to push as a free agent to go somewhere else, but you came back here. What does it mean to you to be a Patriot?
I think it's just exciting, you know, being back here trying to win games. And for me, it's like a family atmosphere. I've been here 6 years now, and I really don't even think about it anymore. Just go out and play football.
Leadership role, being here 6 years, is you embrace that role for yourself as a leader?
Yeah, I think it just naturally happens. You know, you're here for a while, guys start to listen to you. You know, hopefully if you're here for 6 years, you know your stuff a little bit. So I try to just teach what guys taught me. You know, when I first got here, all the veterans that spoke to me and told me either about defensive scheme or the game of football, even helping guys off the field, I just try to pass that along.
Who was that veteran that kind of maybe helped you the most when you first got here?
It was a bunch of guys. I mean, obviously Kevin Falk's locker was right next to mine, so I had numerous conversations with him. And then guys like Lee Bodden, James Sanders, those guys taught me a lot just defensively wise in the scheme, showing me different things and how I become a better player.
Thank you, Devin.